We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph at the end of the line. We had here a brisa that said that we had three people walking in single file, and the first guy tripped, and the second guy tripped on the first guy, and the third guy tripped on the second guy. So halacha in the brisa is that the rishon is chayv in niskei sheni. The rishon is chayv in the damages of the second one. The second one is chayv in the damages of the third one. So Rava says, halacha is like this. Rishon chayv b'niskei sheni, bein b'niskei gufay, bein b'niskei m'maynay. Which means like this. The first guy is chayv, first of all, if his guf damages the person behind him, and if his mamayn damages the person behind him. He's chayv for both. Basically, he's chayv for Adam Mazik as his guf, and he's also chayv for bar, for his nechasim, his things that are damaging someone else, he's also chayiv for that. The sheni chayiv beniskei shlishi beniskei gufay. The second guy is chayiv for what he damages with his body. Avaloi beniskei moinah. But if his mamonis, his things, his items damage the person behind him, he's not chayiv for that. And the Gemara wants to understand why. Gemara of Shach. Iniska pesheyahu. If you consider the niskal to be a pesheya. So sheinam l'chayiv. If you consider the guy who falls a pesheya, so then if you consider the second guy a pesheya, he should have watched where he's going. So then the yishvichayiv for his mammon also, his things that hurt someone yishvichayiv also. In niskal av pesheyahu, if niskal is not a pesheya, so fill rishonam lifter. So then the rishon should also be potter. The rishon should be potter then. So what's going on here? If it's the rishon should be potter on his nechasim. On his mammon, you know, he should even part on the nizik of his gufoy if he's not a peshay. He should be part of everything. So what's the case then? So to Gemara on top of my base, lamed alef base, rishon vade peshayu. The rishon is vadai a full fledged peshaya. He should have been careful. And like Rashi speaks out that Rava holds that there's no machloikus or a banan or a mayor before of niska peshaya. Like a baya says, a baya before tarti pligi. No, according to Rava. Everyone agrees, Niskal me'atzmai peshehu. A guy trips himself is definitely a peshaya. That's for sure. And the machloikis before in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes is a machloikis if the second machloikis, mafkir nezaka. Everyone holds, according to Rava, that Niskal is a peshaya for himself. So Rishon vada peshehu. And therefore he's chayef for everything. He's chayef for himself. He's chayef for his items that hurt people. The sheni agufoy mechayef lo'elam lo'amad. The second guy, that he tripped, is an oinesu. That's an oinus. He tripped someone else, that's an oinus. But he should have stood up. Since he should have stood up, so he's chayiv for damages his body causes. But I'm a moinoi potter. But on his items, he's potter. Why? Because he didn't put it here. It was an oinus. Domalei, hai beiru lava no karite. I didn't dig this bar. These items fell by itself because I'm an oinus. And I didn't pick it up. I was mafgir it. Even the halacha is that even if you're mafgir in a zaka of his chayiv, you mafgir your things, your chayiv, it's only if you made the bar. But if you didn't make the bar, here was the oinus, you did not make the bar, therefore you're not chayiv. So Rava's halacha is very simple. He says, the first guy who was a pesheyas, he's chayiv for himself, for his damage he does with his guf, and for his items, even if he's mafgir, because they belong to him. The second guy is only chayiv for what his guf does, but he's not chayiv for... Not chayiv for his mamonis because he didn't dig that bar. It was ba'inus. It's all ba'inus. That's what Rava says. Kum to Gemara with a kasha. The more comes with a kasha. Meisve. Kulam chayovim al niske gufon. The Brisa says about this halacha that all chayiv al niske gufon. Everyone's chayiv on what the guf damages. Upaturim al niske manum. And the potter on what the mamon damages. And it sounds like even the Rishon, my lava fill a Rishon also. Even the Rishon also sounds like it's potter from moment of damages. And Rava was saying, no, that the first guy's chayiv if his item's damaged. So it's a kasha on Rava, because it says over here, you're only chayiv in this kigufo, not in this kimoino. And for the Gemara, no. Loy levar me Rishon. That the potter on this kimoino is not going on the Rishon, it's only going on the Sheni. So afraid more about kulam ktani. It says kulam chayavim. So it sounds like going on everyone, the Rishon and the Sheni. Means all the people who got damaged, starting from the second one. Frank Demara, hi my, I'm Bishlam Afil Rishon, Hang Tana Kulam. If you're talking about even the Rishon, you say the word Kulam. Eli Amish Lavam Rishon, if it doesn't mean the first guy, my Kulam, what's Kulam is only Chayiv on this goof and not Moinam. Listening on Azakim, say the people who got damaged, which means the Shani and on, they are only Chayiv for the goof, not for the Mammon. So it doesn't sound like that. It sounds clearly from this Brisa that even the first guy is Potter from Nuske and Moinam, and it's a Kasha Rava. So the Gemara says, you know what, maybe you're right. Elam Rava. Rishon chayiv bein beniske guf. This is what Rava means. Rishon chayiv bein beniske gufoy desheni, bein beniske moinu desheni. The first guy's chayiv, say if he, his guf, we're going out really, your mom and his potter maybe. Your mom and his potter. But the Rishon is chayiv if his guf, if he himself damages the guf of the second one and the kalim of the second guy. Bein beniske gufoy desheni, bein beniske moinu desheni. But Vesheni, the second guy who's also only chayiv on what his guf does, what his body damages, is only chayiv beniske shlishi beniske gufay beniske moinai. If he damages the mammon of the guy behind him, he's not chayiv. Why not? My time with the havalei bar, we're calling the adam mazikir a bar. Lemetzino bar shechayiv by his kalim. You don't find a bar that's chayiv as a kalim. So this havmina, the shtickle a shvera havmina, because the havmina over here is that we're saying over here is that the having in this Gemara is that Adam HaMazik is only Adam HaMazik for guf, not for mamam, because the Adam HaMazik is like a bar. It's a very interesting having, you know. And the Gemara is trying to say it's Teres now. The Gemara is saying is that since Rashi explains, since the Sheni is not a Peshehu, and though he's not really a Pesheya, he's still a Oinis, so he just, the whole time is he should have stood up. So therefore, you're not mechayev so much. I read you Rashi inside. Rashi is in the middle of the wide lines, Elam Arava. So Rashi says, Aval sheni afilo hoyo elamo, loy mechayev kuloi, haika rishon. Not chayev like the same much as the rishon. The rishon have pshaya tvei mesheni. Hilkach, rishon, vada have a mazik, rishon, look at rishon, vada have a mazik. The first guy is a mazik. Vesheni, mestaye mashle elagufe bar, the chayev aniske gufe shoslushi. You only chayev aniske of the body of a third person, not aniske of moinai. That means that Rava right now will be saying that the first guy is not even a peshia, because that's why we're saying the mammon is not chayev for the mammon. He's not chayev for his mammon damages. But his guf, he should have stood up. And we're saying his guf is chayev, sighing the mammon, sigh on the guf of the second guy. But the second guy is only chayev on the guf. Because even though we're saying he should have stood up, but we're not going to, since it's a shikla oinus also, he fell on someone, it's more of an oinus, so therefore only it's enough, we'll make him like a bar, which is chayev aniske guf. That's what Gemara says. That's more than once, Tana Pshat and Rava. So we're changing now. We're saying even the first guy is only chayev aniske gufoy, only on his guf damages, not his mammon damages. But we're saying, but his guf damages anything from the second guy, chayev. The second guy is only if he damages the person, the third guy, but not the mammon of a third guy. So Gemara says, what are we doing now? We're making the second guy into a bar. The person himself into a bar. Everything, anything that makes someone trip is called a bar. El Rav Dami Afgre In. Eloy Loy, but according to Rav, that says that if you are mafgir the bar, it's a good bar. If not, it's not a good bar. Mayik Lameima, what are you going to say? How are you going to say that a person's a bar? You can't say a person's a bar. So that won't work. So Gemara, okay, you're right. Loyalim Kanam Makaro. Going back to the first shot. The first shot is that the first guy is chayiv if he himself damages or if his mom damages. The second guy is chayiv only if his guf damages. And like I said before, the pshat is because the first guy is a pesheya, therefore he's chayiv everything. Second guy is oinis, he should have stood up. So he himself is chayiv and everything is guf. But his mom is not chayiv because he didn't dig the bar. What was the kasha? We had a braisa that says that no one's chayiv on the niskan and moinai, even the first guy not. And the kasha was what's pshat? So we're going to answer like this. The kasha of kulam chayavim, the kasha was that it says kulam chayavim on the niskim gufay and niskim moinai. Tegemar v'adabam and yumi kamei dervino shehusku kalim bekalim. What we're saying is that the first guy is putter from kalim. If his mom and damages, it's a patur kalim. Why? Because it's only a bar if his mom and damages. So that's what we mean to say, that it's a patur on the kalim, because kalim that get damaged the bar, not chayav for that. And that's what I mean, that kulam chayav niske gufonim p'tur niske moinah means if your mammon damages his mammon, that everyone's pot on. That because it's a niske bar, it's not niske adam amazik. And that is why, that is the way Taitch's pshah in the Gemara. That's why Taitch's pshah in the Gemara, That's the reason why it's potter on kelim and kelim. That's how we said. Like Rashi says, let's see Rashi on Tzayla. But tigvav adabam yoyim lebraisa leel gun shehusku kelim and kelim oilam milsa the rava kava shemir lemakara. Like we said before, the gufay the rishim is sheni have a kamazik biyadayim. The guf is like kamazik biyadayim. Chayev malakoil. A filo Shmuel that says that if it's not if you didn't wear mafgirit, it's a bar. That's dafgay mamun. But by guf, even at mafgirit, it's odom mazik and it's chayev and everything. That's the halacha and the rav also. It's nothing to do with that's mamun. Here the case is his guf is being mazik and therefore you're chayev. So what are we talking about in the Braisa? We're talking about in the Braisa about your mom and it's Mazik, and there it's Pata on Kalim. So and that's everything's very good. Amar, go back to that Braisa before that says that Machmas Rishon Naflu Rishon Chayim Niske Kulam. It said the single file three guys. We said number one, number two tripped on the one, and three tripped on number two. So the two is Chayim on the damages of the three, and one is Chayim damages of the two, right? But it said if everyone fell because of the first guy, so Halach is that the first guy's chayv for everything. What's the case? How's it possible? Everyone falls on the first guy. You went across the road like a shalda, like a piece in a vela that was across the road, and the first guy fell, and he was going across the road horizontally. And therefore, someone walking by, everyone tripped, even not in single file. So that was the case, everyone fell recently. There's two people walking side by side. They both tripped on him because he was across the thing. That's one halach. Razvin amar, b'chutra desimusa. Like the walking stick of a blind person. Just like he walks, when they do a blind person, he goes this way, that way. That's how the guy fell. The guy fell diagonally. And therefore, he broke, and that's how he tripped on him. So Taisvis speaks out as an afkamina. Zog Taisvis, k'chutra desimusa. Arapapa polik. If you go across, the second guy's falling, something across the road. But when it's diagonally, then the guy behind will not chap why the guy tripped, because he doesn't see anything. Because it's diagonally, and therefore he holds the argues, what's called machmas harishon. Let's start the Mishnah. We'll see the Mishnah. Talk to the Mishnah. Zeba b'chavitoi v'zeba b'kairosoi. This guy comes with his barrel, and this guy comes with his beam. They're walking across each other. They're going against each other, against the traffic. One guy's going this way, north, and one guy's going south. And they bang into each other. Zeba b'chavitoi zeba b'kairosoi. Nishbar kadesh shal zeba b'kairosoi. Zeba potter shal zeba b'shalach. Zeba b'shalach. They each have a reshus to walk this direction. I'm walking north, they're walking south, they bang into each other, everyone's parted. But, and then it depends. If it was single file, and the Balkar was first, and the guy holding the beam was first, and the guy behind him was on the Chavis, was behind him, so it depends. Nishbara Chavis, Bekaira, part the Balkar. If they're walking regularly, no one stops, they're walking regularly, so then if the guy in the Chavis walks a little quicker and bangs to the Kaira, the Lach is a part. If Ahmad Balkaira, but if Balkar makes a short stop, then he's chayiv. The guy with the beam is chayiv. He shouldn't have made a short stop. And we learned before, it's either he stopped to rest, or he stopped to fix the package. Pasha means he stopped to rest. And that's why it's illegal to stop to rest, so he's chayiv. He says, stop, I stopped. And the lach is potter. He warned the guy behind him, then he's potter. What about the opposite case? The Baal Chavis is in front. Baal Kar is in the back. Nishbara Chavis Bekar, if they're walking regularly and the Baal HaKar bangs into the Chavis, he's Chayiv, because he shouldn't have walked so quick. If Amad Baal Chavis stops, Potter, then he's not responsible, you stop. If Amad Baal HaKar Amad, Amoid, if he tells the Baal HaKar stop, I'm stopping, Chayiv, then the guy back should have stopped, he's Chayiv. And the same halacha is, V'chein Zeba B'nei Roy V'zeba Pashtani. Same halacha will be, this guy comes with his candle, and this guy comes with his Pishton, will have the same exact halacha. We'll have the same exact halacha that this guy comes in there, it comes with a piston, we'll have that halacha. Let's see a little vaita. We have a little time, let's see a little vaita. Because tomorrow's a big day. So tomorrow, a little vaita. Baimene Rava, Rav Barnos Rahuna. Hamazik es ishtoi betashvish hamita mahu. What's the halacha of someone's mazik his wife during tashvish? Means this is a case which is reshus. It's reshus, and that's the shiloh. Is there a chiyah for damage in the case? Mahu. Given the Rishus Ka'avid Potter, since it's Bereshus, So therefore, you're potter because it's b'shus. It's like we had in the Mishnah to have two people walking b'shus as potter. Or you should have been careful. That's the shailah. So Amalei, he says, I'll bring a raya from the halacha of galus tanisua. So zerus shus. So first he brings the for that Amalei tanisua. Before bring a galus, bring a raya from our Mishnah. Amalei tanisua. So zerus shus lahalach. Zerus shus lahalach. He says, I'll bring a raya from our Mishnah that says that if two people are walking, one guy walking north, one guy south down the street, they bang into each other, the halacha is your potter. Why potter? Because the brother shus. So here also by tashmish, if the damages will be potter. Amar Rava, I have a tiny from Golos. I bring a raya, not like that. Amar Rava Kavachaim. Umayar shezel reshusay nichnas vezel reshusay nichnas nase kemish nichnas shus chaveroi v'chayiv. So the malach bayar by a forest where this guy the zel reshusay nichnas doesn't need reshus, ever goes into walk into the forest, no problem. Each guy has reshus. And still, if he damages, if he hurts someone, he has to go into galus. It's like he went into the shush of his friend and damaged him, because here, if he hurts someone, he has to go into galus. So, and the kavachim is like this. The kavachim is like this, that by a forest, you don't have to ask permission to walk into the forest. They both have permission to walk in the forest, even without asking permission. And still, we say you're responsible. You're responsible to watch for someone to kill someone. So by Tashma Mita, there you have to ask Rishos to be here. You actually have Rishos in this case, but you have to ask. So it's more of going to Rishos Chavei, right? So of course you'll be Chayiv. Madach in the forest, Chayiv. So in this case, you'll be Chayiv. So he holds Yichayiv Taka. I, our Mishnah, our Mishnah says that both people are Rishos, Yipata. So no. In our Mishnah, Hosam Tavau Kadodinu. They're both equal in the Shvira. They're both doing the same exact Maisa. Look at Tab Rashi. They both helped out with the Shvira. They both walked, the power of each other, walking into each other, smashed it. So they both did the Maisa. It wasn't one Maisa more than the other Maisa. Hacha, here by the Tasha Mita, Iuka Ovid Maisa, he did the Maisa, he is the next Kasha. Hacha, Iuka Maisa, he's the one who did the Maisa, and not her. And therefore, it's a bigger tie on him to be careful because he did the ma'aseh. It's not different to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, they both have reshus, and the case of our Mishnah is that they're both doing the equal ma'aseh. Mashenkin here, it's more of his ma'aseh. Freit Gemara, v'hiloi, it's not considered she did a ma'aseh, v'achsiv, it says in the pasuk, if someone's mezana with a isha, they're both chayiv misa. V'nichesu rafasha isa b'karavam, they're both chayiv misa. So our answer is, yeah, no, they both have anol. They both be chayiv misa fa'averus. Ihu ma'isa l'gava, but it's his ma'isa, and therefore it comes to mazik, he is chayiv, and therefore taka we pass like Rava. Rava is coming out yichayiv. He brings raya from golos to yichayiv. He holds yichayiv, and our mishnah arrived because our mishnah one's not doing a ma'isa, one the other one. So it comes out a mazik's ishtav tasha miti taka chayiv according to Rava, and it's a big shaila in the poskim if yichayiv for all chamisha dvarim or not. If only chayiv for nezek. Or Yechayev for all Chamisha Dvarim. It's telling the Shailas about Kavanah and all the halachas like that. That's a Shaila that comes up in the Paiskim. What's the halacha? But the Rosh Maisa Paskins that Ba'ilel Yunim Shum the Iu Ovid Maisa V'lohi. Because he did a Maisa Nari. And that's the halacha of Maisa. That's the Paskin from our Gemara. That's a Shaila that comes out. That's the halacha.